شكرا سيدي الرئيس على إتاحة هذه الفرصة لنا. يؤكد العراق التزامه ببنود البروتوكول الخاص.
Thank you for having me on the floor. Iraq would like to reiterate its importance that we give to the Protocol 5 and victim assistance and reinsertion. We have undertaken work on the ground regarding Daesh freed lands freed of Daesh. We have noticed 8,000 victims that have received assistance in the Anbar province. Madam Chair, Iraq suffers from a great many problems. This hinders our ability to live up to our commitments with this international instrument to include medical treatment for victims, readaptation. We need financial support so that we can cover the increased needs in a difficult economic crisis, particularly after the end of the military operations and the freeing of areas that were previously occupied by Daesh. We also need logistical support in the manufacturing of prosthetics. We need material and equipment for the manufacturing of these. This is why we need to be able to upgrade our prosthetics centers. We need training that helps the technical experts that work in these centers. This especially so after the return of families that need these services. Madam Chair, Iraq deploys significant efforts to implement the mechanism aimed at addressing ERW. The demining unit, working with the government and international organizations, has been able to undertake a study on the ground in areas that have been freed, international zones and otherwise. We have been able to obtain complete information on the contaminated area. We have been able to set priorities when it comes to the removal of these ERWs. The conflict with Daesh, with ISIS, has led to other spaces that have been contaminated and that are now liberated. There are statistics indicating that the contaminated areas of ERWs reaches 1,700 some square meters. The decontaminated ERW areas have reached 5,000. The amount of munitions destroyed is of 120,000. Our aim is to ensure that the displaced can return to their homes. Madam Chair, we have been working on the management oversight of these items in step with the third chapter of the annex to this protocol. Stocking and transfer of these are conducted in step with international standards that were adopted. All information that I have noted is information to be found in an information database called IMSMA. This is updated regularly, working together with the different relevant stakeholders. Iraq has a need for the support of countries, or rather and international organizations, in order to decontaminate the contaminated areas. We need urgent assistance in order to help Iraq to meet its commitments. We are willing to provide all necessary information and all information that we've received from the freed areas to the unit in tasked with the implementation of the convention. Madam Chair, the demining program in Iraq faces numerous challenges. This includes limited financial resources, a lack of equipment, of technology. Despite the instability in the country, our teams have been working to draft an urgent plan in the freed areas, and this is in step with the priorities that have been established. We have undertaken work on the ground aimed at registering the victims of ERWs, raising awareness among the affected communities. I should like to express, in conclusion, my full appreciation to members of the convention, other countries and NGOs that have provided essential support for Iraq so that our country can be free of ERWs.